The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is Jean Latshaw from the North Carolina Reading Service, and this is Ladies Magazine. For the next half hour, I'll be reading to you from various ladies' magazines. Let's jump right in with this one from Woman's Day. Treat yourself on Eat What You Want Day, May 11th. You'll know exactly what to do. But if you'd like a suggestion, how about making delightful ice cream sandwiches? You can find recipes. They're using cookies, different kinds of cookies for the outside, at womansday.com/best-ice-cream-sandwiches. From Good Housekeeping, Books in Bloom. There are three options they're giving us here. First, a feel-good read called Unlikely Animals by Annie Hartnett, H-A-R-T-N-E-T-T. Emma Starling was born with special healing abilities, but her life has basically gone downhill since. After dropping out of medical school, she returns to her small New Hampshire hometown to help care for her ailing father. Clive, who's dying of a brain disease and hallucinating the ghost of a long-dead naturalist and his animal companions. As if that weren't enough, her childhood best friend is missing, and Clive is the only one who seems to care. As Emma tries to put her life back together and keep her dad safe through the end of his, she helps her family and their little town realize what's really important. This tragicomic novel is heartfelt, touching, and delightfully quirky. You'll fall in love with the offbeat cast of characters, both living and dead, and find yourself rooting for them right through the last page. Next, academia satire called Disorientation by Elaine Hsiao, C-H-O-U. Ingrid has hit a wall in her Ph.D. research on poet Zhao Wen Chao, whom she never wanted to study in the first place, when she comes across a note that leads her to realize he might not have been who he seemed to be. Her investigation, which involves some light breaking and entering and culminates in a clumsy attempt at revealing Chao's true identity, uncovers a scandal that threatens her relationship with her fiancé, the stability of her academic department, and even her sense of self. Before long, Ingrid is questioning all that she knows about. Well, just about everything. This fresh, hilarious, thoughtful satire will make you consider cultural identity in a whole new way. And the third one, dystopian science fiction called Sea of Tranquility by Emily St. John Mandel, M-A-N-D-E-L. If you loved Station 11 and The Glass Hotel, you'll devour this dystopian novel about time travel and mystery as much as it is about love, the importance of family, and how much our individual actions impact the world. With vivid and memorable characters, gorgeously imaginative settings, and a plot that will leave you gasping aloud, it ping-pongs from an eerie encounter in North America in 1912 to the anxiety of trying to escape a plague-ravaged Earth to moon colonies that feel at once just like home and far from it. This is a triumph of science fiction, so give it a try, even if the genre usually leaves you cold. And from Good Housekeeping, some moisturizing must-haves. After a long winter, replenish your body from head to toe with these products, all tested and approved by Good Housekeeping lab experts. First, a dry skin reliever. Keeping your skin moisturized can be a challenge, especially during cold or dry seasons. Aquaphor Healing Ointment can be used on multiple areas of the body from hands to feet. Unlike all petroleum jelly formulas, which are heavier, Aquaphor has additional ingredients such as glycerin, a humectant, and several emollients to soften skin. This results in a less greasy, less tacky texture that hydrates and protects at the same time. Lab results. This longtime favorite of the Good Housekeeping Beauty Lab continues to amaze us. We are impressed by the ointment's versatility and how effective it is on cracked lips and heels and even minor cuts and burns. Its key ingredients work to hydrate and lock in moisture by forming a barrier on the skin without clogging pores. It's Aquaphor Healing Ointment, $5.50, available all over, but also at Walmart. Next, a hydrating retinol cream. Minimize skin imperfections with the Rock Retinol Correction Max Hydration Cream. Retinol helps boost skin's collagen, which aids in minimizing fine lines, reduces dark spots by increasing cell turnover, and helps unclog pores. Add this to your routine to target wrinkles or dark areas and leave your skin looking more luminous. The lab results? After 1 week, testers noticed that their skin appeared smoother and more radiant. Plus, lines were visibly reduced, data evaluation revealed. This fragrance-free formula hydrates skin for 24 hours. At the beginning, apply it every other night to ease irritation that can occur when starting a new retinol regimen. Because of the accelerated turnover of skin cells, always use an SPF when incorporating any retinol product into your skincare routine. It's Rock Retinol Correction Max Hydration Cream, $26. Available all over, but at Target as well. And an under-eye revitalizer. The skin surrounding your eyes is very delicate, so it's important to treat that area with TLC. See Me Beauty, that's S-E-E, specializes in creating skincare for perimenopausal and menopausal women. For Your Eyes Only cream is fragrance-free and filled with nourishing ingredients to help give skin a moisturized appearance. Lab results? Our chemists at the Good Housekeeping Beauty Lab love that the See Me Active Complex contains artichoke leaf extract, which helps smooth the appearance of fine lines, as well as avocado oil, which helps nourish dry menopausal skin. Also, the paraben and sulfate-free formula includes two types of vitamin B, which aids in the brightening, firming, and hydrating the fragile eye area. It's For Your Eyes Only cream, $39. And to find out where you can get it, or you might have to get it just on their website, go to their website, See Me Beauty, that's SEEMEBEAUTY.com/GH for Good Housekeeping. And ask the expert, what are the benefits of deep conditioning hair? And their answer, sometimes regular conditioning just won't cut it for dry and damaged hair. A deep conditioner, aka a hair mask, can help bring back life to your locks thanks to its higher concentration and variety of conditioning ingredients like silicones, plant oils, and butter. Hair is most vulnerable and flexible when wet, and the extra conditioning can help prevent future breakage. Plus, coating wet hair with a heavier conditioner lubricates and softens the strands, making detangling much easier. The conditioning ingredients are also designed to make hair softer and more manageable after it's been rinsed and dried. For those who use hot tools or chemical treatments, or who have extra dry textures, adding a leave-in treatment to your routine can be a good idea. After shampooing, use a double-duty deep conditioner to offer extra hydration to hair. From Better Homes and Gardens, the power of antioxidants. And anti-what? These compounds in food are key to your good health. We map out how to make the most of their benefits. Eating foods rich in vitamins, minerals, fiber, and protein is important. But there's another element in food that does a body good. Antioxidants, substances that can help prevent or slow what's called oxidative stress to your cells. Antioxidants are the antidote to free radicals from the environment that can cause damage to cells and accelerate the aging process, which raises the risk of various diseases, explains David Katz, MD, author of the book The Truth About Food. His last name is spelled K-A-T-Z, in case you want to find it. Find out the top sources of antioxidants and the best way to consume them. The simplest way to get plenty of antioxidants in your diet is to eat lots of different fruits, vegetables, whole grains, and plant-based foods. A bright color and strong flavor are usually tip-offs that foods are high in antioxidants, says Dawn Jackson-Blattner, RDN, author of The Superfood Swap. Her last name, B-L-A-T-N-E-R. Your goal is to eat at least 4.5 cups of produce daily. Having a serving with every meal and snack can help get you there. Beyond that, here's how to reap the most health benefits from your food. First, eat produce within a few days. As foods sit, they lose their nutritional value. When storing fruits and vegetables to keep them fresh, refrigerate at 40 degrees and don't overlook frozen produce as an option. Frozen fruits and vegetables are good sources of antioxidants because they're picked when ripe, then frozen quickly, so the nutrients stay stable for a long time. Next, consider how you cook. Some antioxidants, such as lycopene in tomatoes and red carrots, become more readily absorbed when the foods they're in are cooked. Celery also gets a boost in its antioxidant capacity with cooking. To preserve the antioxidants in vegetables, cook them for the least amount of time in the least amount of water, advises Joan Sage Blake, EDRDN, clinical professor of nutrition at Boston University. Steaming, stir-frying, and grilling are all better than boiling. And spice it up. Herbs and spices, especially ginger, cinnamon, black pepper, turmeric, oregano, rosemary, and sage, pack an antioxidant punch in each teaspoon. Next, pair them right. Some antioxidant dynamic duos can give you a bigger health boost. Here are two to note. Adding healthy fat to dishes helps with absorption. For example, using olive oil or avocado in a spinach salad, combining olive oil with cooked tomatoes, as in a sauce, or sautéing kale in grapeseed oil will increase the availability of some of their fat-soluble antioxidants, Blattner says. Also, combining turmeric with black pepper increases the absorbability of the antioxidant curcumin, which is found in turmeric. Eat up. Antioxidants are another... Oops, I'm sorry. That's a different article. Peel appeal. You know all these parts, your produce that you often discard. Don't do it. You miss out on crucial nutrients such as fiber, vitamins, minerals, and antioxidants that are in the peels, skins, and stalks. For carrots, though it accounts for only 11% of a fresh carrot's weight, the peel provides 54% of its phenolic compounds, which includes polyphenols. Apples, in a head-to-head comparison of four varieties, Ida Red and Rome Beauty apple peels were found to be the highest in flavonoids. Potatoes, their skins are good sources of phenolic acids, including polyphenols. Broccoli, the leaves and stems have higher levels of phenolic compounds and other antioxidants, sulforaphane, than the florets. And citrus. Zest from the peels of oranges, grapefruits, lemons, and limes contains an antioxidant called limonene. Research shows zest regularly may reduce your risk of developing certain forms of skin cancer. From Real Simple, Things Cooks Know. Cake it easy. Whether you're starting from scratch or a mix, here are simple ideas to elevate a layer cake. No fondant or special piping bags required. First, give it a lift. Perch your cake on a stand or other raised surface, even an empty box, to make it easier to frost and embellish the sides. You can manually turn the cake plate as you decorate, but a rotating stand gives you more control and lets you pretend you're on a baking competition show. We like the Kootek, K-O-O-T-E-K, revolving cake stand, $40, available on Amazon. Once your cake is in place, slide four strips of parchment paper underneath to capture drips. Next, coat the sides. Gently press your ingredients, finely chopped nuts, toasted shredded coconut, crushed cookies, colorful cereal, whole mini pretzels, all around the cake's frosted sides. Leave the top plain for a fun yet sophisticated design. Or flip the script and cover just the top. Add some flower power. Let Mother Nature work her magic and decorate with edible flowers like pansies, roses, lilacs, or strawberry blooms, suggests Rebecca French, a wedding cake baker and the owner of the Upstate Table in Kingston, New York. For a modern minimal look, I may use just one beautiful bloom. For a more elaborate effect, I might use up to 20 flowers on an 8-inch cake, she says. Look for organically grown blooms to help avoid potentially harmful pesticide residue. And make it semi-naked. You've likely seen this rustic chic decorating style on Instagram or Pinterest. Instead of fully covering the sides with frosting, spread it very thinly to allow some of the cake to peek through. A metal bench scraper, also called a bench knife, makes this job a snap. Just apply some frosting to the side of the cake, hold the scraper perpendicular, and rotate the cake, French says. The scraper smooths the frosting into a thin, even layer. Try the bench knife, $23, from kingarthurbaking.com. Alternatively, go naked. Spread buttercream between the layers and keep the sides frosting-free. Top either version with a thin layer of buttercream or dollops of whipped cream and berries. Next, whip it. Whipped cream is a cake decorating standout, says Yossi Arefi, author of Snacking Cakes, the last name A-R-E-F-I. Its neutral flavor goes with just about anything, she says. Or you can flavor or color it with crushed freeze-dried berries, dulce de leche, Dutch processed cocoa powder, or vanilla. Use a small offset spatula. Offset spatulas are about $10 at surlatable.com. You can use that to make pretty swirls with the cream. And last, get drippy. Bring drama to a thinly frosted cake with drips that run down the sides. Put chocolate ganache or store-bought caramel sauce in a sturdy zip-top bag and make a small snip at the bottom corner. Squeeze around the edge of the cake to create drips. Then fill in the top with the ganache or sauce. For controlled drips, let the sauce cool and chill the cake first. From Good Housekeeping, the Textiles Lab, we've got a couple of questions they answer. First, I keep hearing about machine washable rugs. Are they worth buying? And their answer, absolutely. Machine washable rugs are a game changer. Whether you have kids, pets, or guests coming over, a washable rug provides peace of mind since it can be thoroughly cleaned after a big mess. These innovative floor coverings typically have a low pile, meaning they are flatter and don't feel as plush as other rugs. They're best for high traffic areas or places where spills are common, like living room or dining room. After testing multiple brands, the Textiles Lab gives the top marks to Ruggable rugs, which come in a range of designs and sizes. They offer a unique two-layer system with an underpad topped with a removable cover that can be detached for a trip through the washer and dryer. Good Housekeeping Lab tips: when shopping for one, first double-check that the listing says machine washable. Some rugs are labeled as washable, but that can mean hand washing or professional cleaning. Next, consider size. While most rugs are compatible with standard washing machines, larger ones will require a higher capacity machine. To avoid wear and tear, launder rugs as infrequently as possible. We recommend vacuuming and spot cleaning for day-to-day upkeep. Save machine washing for when heavy-duty cleaning is needed. Question: any tips for picking a good air mattress? Their answer: a blow-up bed doesn't mean you or your guests need to sacrifice sleep quality. Here's how to choose an air mattress that maximizes comfort and convenience. First, check the air chambers. Vertical air coils are more supportive and distribute weight better than horizontal air beams, which look like rows on the surface and are more likely to sag. Pick the right height. An air mattress at least 18 inches high is most comfortable and easiest to get onto and off of. On the flip side, a lower profile one is more compact to store at home or carry with you on the go. Opt for flocked fabric. This skid-resistant material looks like suede. You can find it on the top of the mattress to avoid the feel of plastic, as well as on the bottom to prevent slipping on the floor. And consider the pump. Most air mattresses come with a pump for inflation, but you sometimes must purchase one separately. Pumps can be manual or battery-operated and plug into an outlet. Good Housekeeping Lab pick: Sound Asleep Dream Series Air Mattress, $150 for queen, available at Amazon.com. Moving now to some recipes. This one by Real Simple, Croque Madame and Tot Casserole. Yes, they're talking tater tots. Active time, 15 minutes. Total time, an hour, and it serves 8. First, we need cooking spray, then 3 tablespoons unsalted butter, 3 tablespoons all-purpose flour, 3 cups half and half, 8 ounces Fontina cheese, shredded, or about 2 cups, divided. And there's a note that says, feel free to swap in Swiss or Gruyere for the Fontina. 2 tablespoons Dijon mustard, 1/2 teaspoon kosher salt, 1/2 teaspoon freshly ground black pepper, 5 1/2 cups frozen potato tots from a 32-ounce bag, divided, 6-ounce thick-cut sliced ham, torn or cut into 1 1/2-inch pieces, about 3/4 cup, 8 large eggs, 1 tablespoon chopped fresh chives. Preheat oven to 375. Lightly coat a 13x9-inch baking dish with cooking spray. Melt butter in a medium saucepan over medium-high. Add flour. Cook, stirring constantly until flour is golden brown, about 1 minute. Slowly add half and half, whisking constantly until incorporated and thickened, about 1 minute. Add 1 1/2 cups cheese, a handful at a time, whisking constantly until melted between additions. Add mustard, salt, and pepper, and whisk to combine. Toss together 4 cups potato tots and the ham in a large bowl. Add the cheese sauce and toss to combine. Mixture will be thick. Spoon into the prepared baking dish. Top with remaining 1/2 cup cheese and 1 1/2 cups potato tots. Bake until potato tots are golden brown and cheese is melted, about 25 minutes. Then remove from the oven. Crack eggs into the larger crevices among the potato tots. Return to the oven and bake until the egg whites are set and yolks are still runny, about 18 to 20 minutes. Sprinkle with chives and serve. From Martha Stewart Living, Leftover Achievers. By week's end, even meticulous meal planners can find themselves with not-so-perky produce staring back at them from the crisper drawer. To avoid tossing hours, we cooked up 3 pack-a-punch recipes that amplify the flavors of often overlooked items. Braise a lingering half head of cabbage in a zesty chili spice tomato sauce that melts into a rib-sticking side dish or meatless main. Blend stray scallion tops with fresh ginger and cilantro, making a bright, herby sauce perfect for spooning onto seafood or chicken. Or chop up a lemon that's a little past its prime and whisk it into a tart, tangy salad dressing. And then raise a fork to your eco-minded resourcefulness. So here are those 3 recipes. Spicy braised cabbage. Preheat oven to 350. Heat 1/4 cup extra virgin olive oil, we call that EVU, in an oven-proof skillet over medium-high. Cut 1/2 head of cabbage into 4 wedges. Season with kosher salt and pepper. Cook, flipping once until charred, 8 to 10 minutes. Transfer to a plate. Swirl 1 tablespoon oil, 1 sliced large shallot, and 2 halved Calabrian chilies in the skillet. Stir. Cook, stirring until softened, 2 to 3 minutes. Stir in a 15-ounce can of tomato sauce and 1 cup of water. Bring to a boil. Season to taste and nestle cabbage back into the skillet. Bake in the oven, flipping once until very tender, 35 to 40 minutes. Serve with sour cream, fresh dill, and lemon wedges. Next, scallion greens and ginger sauce. In a food processor, blend 1 cup dark scallion greens, 1/4 cup each fresh cilantro sprigs, and chopped peeled fresh ginger, 1/2 teaspoon kosher salt, and 1/4 cup vegetable oil until smooth, about 1 minute. Refrigerate in an airtight container for up to 2 days. And again, that was for on seafood or chicken. and a whole lemon vinaigrette. Zest one large lemon into a bowl. Trim off remaining peel and pith and remove seeds. Finely chop the flesh of the fruit. Squeeze out the juice and place both in a bowl with the zest. Add 2 tablespoons champagne vinegar, 1 tablespoon finely chopped shallot, and 1/4 teaspoon each fresh thyme leaves and red pepper flakes. Whisk in 1/2 cup extra virgin olive oil, season with kosher salt and freshly ground pepper. From Woman's Day, garlic rosemary pork chops. Active time, 20 minutes. Total time is 30, and it serves 4. 4 bone-in pork loin chops, kosher salt and pepper, 1/2 cup or 1 stick unsalted butter melted, 1 tablespoon finely chopped fresh rosemary, 2 cloves of garlic finely chopped, and 1 tablespoon olive oil. Heat oven to 375. Season pork chops with 3/4 teaspoon salt and 1/2 teaspoon pepper. In a small bowl, combine melted butter, rosemary, and garlic. Heat oil in oven-proof skillet on medium-high. Add pork chops and cook until golden brown, 4 minutes per side. Brush generously with garlic butter. Transfer skillet to the oven and cook until just cooked through, 10 to 12 minutes. Serve with more garlic butter for dipping. And a test kitchen tip: for more garlicky goodness, toss a few whole peeled cloves into the skillet with the pork before it goes into the oven. From Good Housekeeping, a green machine smoothie. Active and total time are both 5 minutes, and I believe this makes 1 serving. In a blender, blend 1/2 cup non-dairy coconut yogurt, 2 cups spinach, 1 1/2 cups frozen pineapple chunks, and 1/2 cup frozen peas until smooth. Now that's got to taste healthy. I'm not sure how delicious, but it's going to taste healthy. It's about 320 calories, 8 grams of fat, 7 grams protein, 60 milligrams sodium, 60 grams carb, and 10 grams of fiber. From Real Simple, a simple twist: refresh your yoga mat. You've been downward dogging, sun saluting, and shavasanaing on your trusty mat, and your sweat drips have slowly worn away the non-slip grip. Rather than replace your mat, simply wash it. Fill a bathtub halfway with lukewarm water and mix in 1 tablespoon of white vinegar to remove dirt and help restore stickiness, and 1 tablespoon of tea tree oil to deodorize, says Sarah Larson Levy, founder of Y7 Studio. Let it soak for about 10 minutes. Pat it with a towel, then hang it over a chair or porch railing to dry overnight. You and your mat will be relaxed and ready to unroll once more. We've run out of time for today's episode of Ladies Magazine. Be sure and listen next time. We hope you've enjoyed it. I'm Jean Latshaw, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Ladies Magazine is available as a podcast at our website, ncreadingservice.org. If you have any comments or questions, please give us a call at 919-832-5138. That number again, 919-832-5138. And thank you for listening to the North Carolina Reading Service.